Good morning. Welcome to the Builders Briefing for February 19th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today we've got a big one. The design-to-code gap might have just officially closed.
Yeah, I saw this one land yesterday, and honestly, my first reaction was, wait, this actually works? Let's get into it.
So the hero story. Anthropic launched a Figma MCP server that lets Claude Code push prototypes directly onto a Figma canvas and pull design context back into your coding workflow. The launch tweet alone racked up over 3,000 likes and retweets, by far the highest engagement dev story of the day.
That's wild because the design-to-code handoff has been this painful decade-long friction point for product teams. Like, you'd have designers in Figma, developers in their editor, and this whole ceremony of inspecting specs, exporting assets, arguing about padding values, and now you can just round-trip between the two from your terminal.
Exactly. You install the MCP server, connect it to your Figma workspace, and you can generate UI components from code descriptions or pull design specs directly into your implementation context. If you're a solo builder or a small team doing both design and dev, this literally removes an entire handoff step.
Right. And what's really interesting is the bigger team implication. Designers and developers are now essentially editing the same artifact through different tools. That changes the whole workflow from design, then handoff, then code, to something much more fluid and bidirectional.
And zoom out. This is MCP becoming the universal integration bus. Anthropic isn't just making a smarter model, they're building the connective tissue between every tool developers touch. If you're building dev tools or design tools and you don't have an MCP server yet, you're falling behind.
Totally. I'd say if you haven't tried MCP integrations yet, this weekend is the time. Link in the briefing for the setup docs.
All right, let's talk models. Claude Sonnet 4.6 is reportedly hitting human-level web browsing in benchmarks. If that holds up, the implications for anyone building scraping agents, testing agents, or browsing automation are pretty enormous.
That's interesting because the messy reality of modern web UIs has always been the thing that trips up agents. Like navigating dynamic pages, handling pop-ups, dealing with weird JavaScript. If the model can actually handle that reliably, it unlocks a whole class of workflows that were just too brittle before.
And on the cost side, Deep Infra hit 5 cents per million tokens, and AI Dungeon used them to cut inference costs by 75%. If you're running high-volume inference and haven't benchmarked Deep Infra recently, your cost assumptions might be a full generation behind.
5 cents per million tokens. I mean, that's basically free for most use cases. The mixture of experts' approach on NVIDIA hardware is just driving these prices into the floor.
Okay, shifting to developer tools. And there's a real theme here. The terminal-based coding agent space just got crowded. Qwen released an open-source terminal coding agent called Qwen Code. Think Claude Code, or Codex, but fully open and self-hostable.
And Mistral dropped their own Mistral vibe, which is intentionally minimal. Plus, there's this new tool called Agent Deck, which is a terminal UI for managing Claude, Gemini, Codex, and all these agents at once. So it's not just more agents, it's tooling to juggle them.
Right. And the cost and customization trade-offs are getting really interesting now. If you want zero vendor lock-in and full control, you've got Qwen Code. If you want lightweight, there's Mistral Vibe. If you want the most capable out of the box, you stick with Claude Code. Lots of real choices now.
One more dev story I want to flag. Anna's Archive posted this piece called, "If You're an LLM, Please Read This," and it hit over 500 points on Hacker News. The LMS.txt convention, structured metadata files for LLM consumption, is going mainstream fast. If you run a content site or docs, adding an LMM.txt file is basically table stakes now for AI discoverability.
Great call. Also, Martin Fowler weighed in on the future of AI in software development. Big debate on Hacker News. Link in the briefing, and worth reading for the frameworks, not just the predictions. Quick startup highlight. YC-backed CellType is using AI agents for drug discovery. They've already validated a novel cancer treatment signal by combining agentic workflows with biology foundation models.
That's a fascinating pattern. agentic workflows jumping from code generation into high-stakes scientific domains. Like the same architecture that writes your React components is now helping find cancer treatments. The range is getting wild.
And Feifei Li's World Labs is hiring for a spatial intelligence product called Marble. Limited technical details so far, but if you're in the 3D or spatial AI space, that's where serious talent and capital are flowing. Two security items to flag quickly. First, there's a zero-day CSS vulnerability, CVE-2026-2441, actively being exploited in Chrome right now. Patch your browsers today, not next week. If you're shipping web apps, make sure your whole team updates.
And then there's an exposed database with billions of social security number records accessible online. Billions if you handle PII, this is your weekly reminder. Audit your database exposure, rotate credentials, and make sure nothing's publicly reachable that shouldn't be.
Also, Google's public certificate authority went down. So if you had cert issues yesterday, that's why. Monitor the status page if you depend on Google Managed Certs. Rapid Fire Runway Gen 4.5 is now on Replicate's API, no waitlist. Recraft V4 hit Replicate 2 with vector SVG generation, which is still pretty rare via API. A universal file converter called P2R3/convert has almost 2,000 GitHub stars. There's a comprehensive RAG techniques repo trending, and Oscar Health migrated over 600 users from Jira to Linear in 1 month. That's quite a move.
Oh, and one more. Thousands of CEOs in a Fortune survey admitted AI has had no measurable impact on employment or productivity yet. Which doesn't mean AI isn't useful. It means most orgs haven't figured out the integration layer.
Which is actually the perfect segue to the big takeaway. MCP is rapidly becoming the integration layer that matters. Today's biggest story is Claude Code to Figma, but look at the full picture. Supabase published an MCP tutorial, Replicate shipped an agent skill for model discovery, terminal coding agents are multiplying.
The pattern is clear. If you're building developer tools, AI features, or agent workflows, MCP compatibility is becoming the price of admission. And if you're building agents specifically, now is the time to evaluate the open source options against Claude Code and Codex. The trade-offs are real and getting more interesting by the week.
That's the briefing for today. Links to everything we mentioned are in the show notes. Go install that Figma MCP server this weekend. I have a feeling that's going to change a lot of workflows.
Seriously, do it and patch Chrome first. We'll see you all tomorrow.